Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pursuit for food has taken us into the wilderness, across rivers, and atop mountains. These journeys have connected us to the wild. It is this connection that allows us to experience the wild place this world has to offer and search for both wild game and adventure. This is my adventure for food. So since today is Father's Day, I wanted to do a story about my dad, fishing with my dad. And I think I have spent, out of all the things that my dad and I do together, I think fishing is probably where we spend the most time together. So I have a lot of different stories of fishing with my dad. But this one is a pretty good one. So back when I was in, first, second year of college, I brought my girlfriend, who is now my wife, down home for a weekend in April so that she could go fishing with my dad. And my mom came with us, and our friend that always fishes with us came as well, Jeff. And we went to one of our favorite spots that we always do really well, on a stream called Sugar Creek. And this one stretch of stream that we always like to fish is under this bridge, or goes under a bridge, on like a, it's a paved, two lane road, but it's not a major highway or anything. It's, just a rural road. So the five of us are all kind of just, in a line, 5-10 yards between us, casting out and fishing, and we're pulling in fish, we're having a good time, and we hear this big splash, and everybody's like, what's that? We look up, and on the bridge, kids are throwing rocks into the water, and they're like, hey, we're down here, don't throw rocks. And they saw us, they acknowledged us, and we thought that was the end of it. So we continue to fish, and catch a couple more, and then all of a sudden we hear another big splash, but this time it was closer, and hey, we're down here, and splash. So it was like, I think the kids were throwing rocks at us. So me being the fisherman that I am, I just go back to fishing. I want to catch fish. To hell with the kids on the bridge. I'm going to catch fish. But my dad was upset because he thought he was closer to the bridge. He thought they were trying to hit him with the rocks. He had yelled at him. He knew that the kids knew that we were down there. So he gets up out of the water and up onto the bank, up towards the road, and he starts yelling at the kids. And the kids start yelling back. And my dad, not being one to lay down, he, mind you, this is April in northwestern Pennsylvania, so it's cold, relatively cold out. So when you're standing in water, you wear neoprene chest waders when you're trout fishing, keep the cold water from making you cold. So he's up on the road yelling at these kids, and they keep throwing rocks. So my dad starts running after them. My dad was probably in his 50s at that time. I wouldn't say he is in the best of shape. He is what I would describe as portly. So he starts running after these kids in his chest waders, neoprene chest waders, and the kids are on bikes, and the road has a little bit of a hill. So the kid can't get his going on his bike. He can't get enough speed, and my dad's going to catch him. So the kid throws down his bike and starts running away. So I don't know what my dad thought he was going to do if he caught the kid. But it was, it was an incredible display of athleticism for a 50-some-year-old man that is portly. So it was, it was funny to watch, and it's a story that we always like to remind him of, and he'd probably be upset that I'm telling everybody, but. Yeah, that was definitely an adventure.